following show is a fictional broadcast of the mockumentary Siege by Sam Carpenter. All events and characters portrayed in this show are entirely fictional. This show contains some strong language. In October of 2013, a group of soldiers from the US and British Army were overrun in a vehicle convoy by terrorists in the southeast of Afghanistan. The operation was a joint effort between United States and British forces, specifically the 2nd Armoured Infantry Brigade and the 75th Ranger Regiment.
It was a simple operation. We were moving up towards our destination, where we thought the hostiles were, about 2 clicks north of where it happened.
UK and US military personnel are unaccounted for after an alleged explosion in Helmand province earlier today. A supposedly routine patrol was hit by a terrorist ambush in the early hours of the morning, and it is thought that this claimed the lives of the soldiers inside of the vehicles. There has been no statement from either the UK or the US authorities at this time, but if true, it would be the largest loss of life in a single isolated incident since the USA became involved in conflict in Afghanistan in 2001.
As soon as it happened, there were conflicting reports and confusion between media outlets.
We are now getting reports that some of the soldiers may have actually survived.
An alleged video released by the soldiers' attackers showing beaten and bloodied Americans being held in custody of the people capturing the video.
The Americans in the video have been identified as members of the 75th Rangers Regiment who were reported missing on the day of the explosion.
The insurgents in the video appear to be holding advanced weapons and technology. MI5 is currently attempting to identify the main speaker in the video, but any rescue attempts have not been publicly discussed.
The world now knew exactly what was happening. They knew that there were survivors from the incident, but they also knew that it was an intentional ambush and at least some of the soldiers were being held hostage. The situation of these hostages quickly became the largest story on the planet, and this would last for a long time, as on November the 1st, the situation became complicated.
Welcome to A to Z News at 6. You're listening to the world headlines. A second video has been released from Afghanistan from the suspected attackers of the 29 UK and US soldiers that went missing on the 19th of October this year. The clip contains threats towards the military forces and governments of the occupying countries, which is followed by the torture and execution of an alleged captured American Ranger.
It didn't stop there. Over the next 2 months, an additional 4 soldiers, two of which being British Army soldiers, were executed on camera by the captors. This caused uproar from the British and American population, who criticised their governments for ignoring the slaughter and letting the terrorists win. In reality, there was a lot of planning as well as a huge manhunt taking place behind the scenes.
The head of MI6, Sir John Sawyers, has issued a statement on the Afghanistan captive situation, which has been described as extremely vague. Sawyers mentioned that MI6 were doing all they can.
3 more months passed. The story got cold, the terrorists' online presence disappeared, and there were very few news reports on the stories for weeks.
Good morning, this is BBC Breakfast. John Ramirez, our war correspondent, is in Afghanistan for us this morning near the location where the currently captive soldiers were ambushed. So, John, what's the current situation?
Thanks, Jeremy. Now, I'm here today because new rumours and leaks have arisen regarding the location of the men keeping these soldiers in captivity and a possible special forces operation taking place today.
Base plate, we have crossed from ourselves 200 metres northwest.
Contact there.
Sorry, there appears to be some armed soldiers approaching.
Sir, we're going to need you to get down.
Jonathan Ramirez and his film crew were taken under protection by the SAS for the rest of the day and the following night. The SAS did not disclose what they were doing. Overnight, a rescue operation by the SAS was launched on a nearby housing compound, which was thought to contain the captured British and American soldiers. In the early hours of the morning, multiple gunshots were exchanged.
This morning we're back with John Ramirez in Helmand province, who is currently under the protection of SAS operatives approximately half a mile from the compound. Now, John, what's the situation over there?
Well, Jeremy, the situation over the past few hours has deteriorated from our point of view. There has been multiple bursts of gunfire recently as an assault team has entered the nearby compound.
So is the situation of the hostages known?
Sorry, we can hear more shots now.